Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly Q&A with Layla, and we invite your questions. Radio program at AOL.com. Keep sending those questions. We love to answer your questions. You really sent some great ones that we will challenge ourselves with momentarily. So, what's our next question?
We have an email from Francis. Hello, Dr. Hoffman and Layla. Thank you for all the valuable information you provide your listeners. My question is regarding irregular blood pressure. I recently wore a 24-hour BP monitor at my doctor's request, as my readings are inconsistent. They have been for several years. My average was 130 over 68, but I had readings of 175 over 80. To 107 over 58.
Okay, so hold it right there.
Yeah.
This is the value of a continuous ambulatory blood pressure monitor because, you know, just as the, it will pick up aberrations.
Yeah.
So the 130 over 80 doesn't worry me that much. The 130 is a little high. We'd like to see maybe 120 over 80 optimally, but 130 over 80, that's no big one. But when it soars to 160, did you say?
175 over 80.
175 over 80. That's systolic hypertension big time.
Yeah.
So there are times when this person needs to be protected from the damaging effects of very high systolic blood pressure at certain intervals during the day. So we can't dismiss it. So let's forget it. Let's average it out.
Well,
there are real episodes of very high blood pressure here.
Yeah. Francis is your age, Dr. Hoffman, exercises regularly, is not overweight, doesn't smoke or drink. She takes a low dose of a blood pressure medication, otherwise has no other medications, takes mostly supplements, mostly recommended by you. There is heart disease on her father's side. So this isolated systolic hypertension may be a marker of arterial stiffness.
Yes, it typically what happens as you age is your pulse pressure, the difference between the systolic number, which is the first number, and the second number, increases. And it's fairly typical of older individuals who have stiffening of the blood, you know, hardening of the arteries, stiffening, lack of compliance of the blood vessels, to have isolated systolic hypertension. usually that's in really fat, overweight people might have both. You know, systolic and diastolic. People who can be skinny and have systolic, isolated systolic hypertension, although, you know, results may vary. So this is a problem. This is a problem because it can have a cumulative cognitive effect. It can lead to strokes. It can enlarge your heart.
Can lead to chronic kidney disease.
Chronic kidney disease, yeah.
So the underlying reason for isolated systolic hypertension, arterial stiffness and overactive thyroid, or diabetes.
Yeah, all these are possibilities.
That's very interesting. Okay, all right. So
she needs more blood pressure medication unless she's, I mean, we don't know anything about her height or weight, right?
Yes,
What did it say?
Exercise on a regular basis, is not overweight, is your age, does not smoke or drink. We don't know about diet.
People say they're not overweight. They could, you know,
people often misjudge themselves. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
The scientific way to determine that is to determine body fat percentage and or look at visceral fat.
Exactly, exactly. So you can have a body composition done, Francis, as long as your body fat is less than 30%. Over 30%
is less than 25%
right.
For men.
Otherwise, you're metabolically obese, as is, because BMI is not a great indicator. Take some magnesium as well if you're not
Chiola
already.
Chiola H garlic extract, coenzyme Q10,
olive leaf extract too. Yeah,
There are many things that can be helpful for blood pressure.
Right, right. Do you still recommend
D is even helpful.
Vitamin D, yes, like arginine. Nitric oxide.
These days we have a nice product. We have a nice product. It's it's on full script. It's called, it's made by Berkeley Life, and it's called Nitric Oxide Support. And it's a real professional quality nitric oxide product. You can test your urine with nitric oxide saliva test strips. They're going to become one of our sponsors, by the way.
Wonderful.
And I'm very happy to have them aboard because I like that category. And we used to have another company that made that, but it was more of a consumer-oriented company. This is for health professionals.
Mm.
This is really geared towards more medical applications as opposed to...
You're not going to find this in your health food store,
no words. No, it is a beet-based compound, but it's really... It's very carefully formulated to deliver dietary nitrates.
Yeah. Francis, your other dietary nitrates are your green leafy vegetables, celery, things of that nature, besides something like beets. That's often
which unfortunately is fairly high in carbs.
Yeah. So...
You can find the Berkeley Life Professional Nitric Oxide Support on FullScript or go to drhoffmanstore.com to register and you can order. All right, at this point, let's allow one of our sponsors to share this important message with you. Here goes.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And there are very few things left in this world
that are free,
like Facebook, except they'll steal your identity.
We have an email from Judy.
Or you get hacked.
Or you get hacked, exactly. Hi, I wanted your opinion on dental x-rays. My dentist generally takes annual x-rays on my teeth, bite wings, but every few years he likes to take a full set of everything. My teeth and gums are in very good health. Do you think this is necessary?
Well, on a personal basis, these days when I go to the dentist, I refuse x-rays.
So do I.
And...
Something hurts.
They want to do x-rays. And there's a couple of reasons. It is not just a moneymaker, although it is a moneymaker. Because, frankly, it goes to billing. You know, how do you bill? You know, for a visit, you don't get very much. But when you do analytical tests, especially the tests that you do, see, when I do an x-ray, say I see you, Layla. Layla, I think you need a chest x-ray. I don't make any money off that. I send you, so there's not a lot of incentive for me to do it.
Right.
I have a disincentive to do it because I don't want you to get more radiation than you need. But if I really think you need it, I tell you, it's inconvenient. You've got to go someplace else. It's not self-serving. All dentists have x-ray units. They utilize them. So, number one. But look, lest we diss our dentist friends, There's a reason for that. It is a diagnostic technique. It can spot an early cavity.
Yeah.
It can, you know, before it becomes a more serious cavity, it's easier to deal with a small cavity that's incipient rather than a large gaping hole.
Yeah.
So I get it. But I am concerned about incessant, you know, every time, you know, they want me to come every 6 months. They do annual x-rays.
Yeah.
I don't want annual x-rays because it's a lot of radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's, yes, take all these precautions, it's the lowest dose possible, they have the newest machinery, it's great. So why do they go behind the screen when they do the x-ray?
Exactly. Wait, where are you going?
It's perfectly safe!
Wait, where are you going?
It's perfectly safe.
With the cardboard in your mouth. Right.
Just put this lead shield over your private parts.
Yes, you know, yes. And I said, what about my thyroid one time? She pulled the apron all the way up here.
Oh, that's a good point. I
said, what about my thyroid?
That's very important.
Because I have thyroid disease in my family.
We suggest that people shield their thyroid these days. That's a good thing.
But I heard that an apron doesn't do that much.
Oh, but
either.
It's lead.
It's lead.
It's lead. Lead is good.
Lead is good.
Yeah.
All right.
Just don't chew on it.
Yeah. I mean, Judy... personally, and this is not advice to you, I'm only talking my... I go to the dentist, I go for regular cleanings, but I don't let them take x-rays. If I ever had a discomfort or problem or something,
I want to
take
out.
X-rays. Please,
yeah.
Please take them.
I do it on a...
But I'm just coming in for my 6 month, 1 year cleaning. I don't need another x-ray.
Yeah, and I remember...
Send me to the hygienist.
A few years back, you know, I did this, and it was a new dentist, and we'll take a complete... I said, she said, anything wrong? I said, yeah, I feel a little discomfort here, a little discomfort there, and they looked at it, and... So, you know, there was a ceramic filling that was breaking down and had to be replaced.
Yeah,
you know, they could see
that.
They'll
blow air on it. They'll say, oh, it's sensitive or something.
Sometimes they can tell with just an exam, you know.
Yeah.
And in fact, when I refuse, they say, okay, let's just do a careful probe with the probe.
Yeah.
And we'll look for areas of sensitivity or, you know, that stick with the probe. That's one way of doing it, you know.
My old dentist, because I was always refusing x-rays, he'd look at my mouth and marvel, anyway, there's nothing wrong with your mouth. It's just wonderful. I'm like, okay, so I don't want x-rays. And so he started looking at my teeth with an infrared little lamp.
Okay.
But you can't use that if you have a mouthful of fillings. I don't have any.
They'll heat up.
I don't have any, so he was able to see.
I see.
With this. And I said, okay, you can do that, but I don't want all these bite wing x-rays every time I come see you.
Okay.
So... Judy, there's that.
Yeah. And it's within your right to refuse, you know.
Right,
I mean, everybody's so compliant. It's yes, aye, sir, and, you know, we'll do what you want.
Part of my intake as a nutritionist is asking about dental health. You know, do you have any dentures, partials, bridges? Do you have any discomfort? Chewing? How many fillings do you have? Do you have root canals? Do you have dental implants?
Mm-hmm.
All of this has everything to do with your health, nutrition status, all of that kind of thing.
Right.
It's part of my intake. And another thing that I like to ask is, have you had fillings removed lately or anything? Often that can be toxic or something. And another thing is, some patients will say, oh, well, I've got receding gums, so I've got the sensitivity and stuff. Well, do you use a hard toothbrush? Oh, yeah, I'm always brushing my teeth.
Yeah.
Did you know it should always be a soft toothbrush and not a lot of pressure?
I don't know why they sell anything but soft toothbrushes.
Exactly.
It's a disservice to people.
It is true that you can brush away your gums.
Yeah.
My dentist actually told me you can indeed brush away your gums. So
I'm
don't
guilty
do it.
Of that, even though with a soft toothbrush, I sort of hang in one place. And, you know, like I'm multitasking and it's like one place. So there's some little recession there.
So that part is really clean.
Real clean, but there's some gum recession there. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Judy, thank you for your question. Let's see here. This comes from Robert. I recently got my blood work back, and Robert is 84 years old. He runs 5 miles a week, and he also lifts weights.
God bless.
Fabulous. I recently got my blood work back, which indicated my white blood cell count was a low 3.7, my red blood cell count was a low 3.94, and my platelet count was a low 102. I eat an extremely healthy diet, following Layla and your advice to the letter. I'm 5'10". And weigh 130 pounds. Robert, are you a supermodel?
Yeah.
What further tests would you recommend? I'm a lifelong listener. I'm extremely grateful for the difference you've made in my life.
Well, that's super nice. However, this is like a little bit of a cute email because the most obvious cause of a decline in your white blood cell count and your platelets and your red blood cell count, which is what he's got.
Mm-hmm.
In medicine, they call this pancytopenia. It's like a reduction in all your blood counts simultaneously, which I believe he was saying it was all three, right?
Yes. White blood cell, and red blood cell, and platelets.
It is not associated with exercise, usually.
Okay.
It's associated with the more obvious factor that might be afflicting an 84-year-old, which is age.
Age, yeah.
Because as your bone marrow ages, it becomes less efficient, mm-hmm. like a factory.
Yeah.
And it becomes less efficient at utilizing nutrients and converting them into blood.
Mm-hmm.
The platelets, the red blood cells, and the white blood cells. So,
this could be typical for an 84-year-old.
It is not alarming to me.
Yeah.
But it could be a little debilitating because, you know, you have a little less endurance when you have less red blood cells.
Yes.
You have a little less immunity when you have less white blood cells. And if your platelets dip too low, although this is not too low, you can have, a susceptibility to bleeding. This won't happen with whatever he has, 100,000 platelets, it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It gets down to, you know, 10 or 15,000, maybe. So the place to go, if at all, is to a hematologist.
Uh-huh.
And before I would go to a hematologist and get a bone marrow fancy-schmancy test, I would just monitor this. And if there's progressive dip, then there is some sort of blood disorder, like a myelodysplastic disorder, which can cause this. It's a pretty common hematological abnormality in especially older individuals. That's what's going on. I mean,
wow.
You know, so keep up the exercise. The exercise isn't doing it.
Right. Eats a healthy diet. He's underweight at 5'10 at 130 pounds, but...
Maybe he's following our directions a little too carefully.
Hmm.
Do you recommend that maybe you go out and have like an ice cream sundae now and then?
Now and then, you could do anything you want.
Right.
Robert, go do anything you want now and then, absolutely. So.
Yeah, because he does have, I mean, I'd have to examine this individual, but he does seem to have what might be called sarcopenia.
Yeah.
That enables him to be able to run because he doesn't have a lot of weight to schlep.
Yeah.
He's sort of, light. But, I'd be concerned about declining muscle mass at 84. And, you know, one of the things that does boost muscle mass is androgens. So DHEA or testosterone might be appropriate. To be careful with testosterone in an 84-year-old because many men have, small foci of prostate cancer by that age. And you don't want to ignite those foci and promote cancer growth. But... that raises blood counts, it raises muscle mass, fends off sarcopenia, and restores vitality sometimes. I mean, I'm a little careful with 84-year-olds. They don't all go on testosterone. But sometimes, you know, we've had a couple of men who really feel the dwindles at that age. It's not uncommon.
Yeah.
The 80s are a really rough patch for men.
Yeah.
So if you can make it through the 80s, you know, you got it made for men.
Keep your cholesterol up.
Yeah.
and you'll live longer.
Right, but so we've had a couple of interventions. We've had older men and they say, what are we going to do? Very low testosterone. We put them on a little testosterone and they say, feel better.
Changes them. Yeah, it really does.
You know a couple of those patients that I'm thinking of.
Yes.
And we try to do it safely because we want to make sure that their PSA doesn't go up, and that would be a sign of kindling prostate cancer.
Yeah, we also don't want to create any 85-year-old bullies either by giving them
no roid rage. Right. I mean... I just hate when they pick me up by the scruff of my neck and shake me. It's like, Dr. Robin, you got to do something about this fatigue. It's like, you mean more than the testosterone I gave you?
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway.
Oh.
Quick question, do we have time for?
That was basically it.
Okay.
And Robert, thank you for your question and your comment, and we hope you feel better.
Right. So some reflections on, where we're going to go now that the summer is over we're going to keep on cranking. We're going to take your questions.
Yep.
We have several ways to get questions to us. One that's a little utilized is go to our website at drhoffman.com. And on the homepage, if you're using a PC or Mac, not a mobile device, it's not mobile enabled, but on a PC or Mac, a little pop-up will...
All the way on the right side of your screen.
Right. We'll ask you to
leave a voice message. Yeah.
And you can do it. But you can also call us at 877-726-8255. And that's the number of our weekend radio program. You don't have to call. Actually, I mean, it's great when you call during the show, then we put you right in the air. But if you call 24/7, there's a way of leaving a message. You can leave a message there.
Terrific.
For this program, though, we prefer emails.
Yes.
Written emails.
Yes, to radioprogram@AOL.com. Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to continue with our newsletter, with our social media posts. You are a wealth of information with your podcasts and your articles.
Thank you.
And your articles, Layla, usually appear on Fridays on Facebook. Mine can be any time of the week. We've got some great guests lined up for the fall. So please continue to listen in and subscribe. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, you name it. You know, all the various services now carry us. What's the other one, popular one?
iHeartRadio?
iHeartRadio, we're also on. We've arranged to make our podcast available by subscription on all the major podcast services.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.